over there says that women need to be helped into carriages and lifted over ditches and to have the best place everywhere.
Nobody ever helps me into carriages or lifts me over mud puddles or gives me any best place.
And ain't I a woman?
Wow, Sojourner Truth. Hi, I'm Lydia Shorman.
And I'm Anna Kagan.
We are going to talk about Sojourner Truth, and we are going to answer some questions that are asked a lot, but are never really answered. For example,
what made Sojourner Truth such an amazing abolitionist in her early life, and what or who inspired her to say these powerful words?
Well, let's find out.
When Sojourner Truth was living with the Van Wagoners, she became a true Christian. She loved reading from the Bible, and she loved God and Jesus. Sojourner Truth talked to God. When she told slaves about God, it gave them hope. Once she said,
"A voice from heaven began spreading God's truth and salvation."
We think that this was hopeful because when slaves heard this, it made them feel more persuaded to earn freedom. Sojourner Truth was inspired by God to switch her name. Sojourner Truth's real name was Isabella Bumfrey. Sojourner Truth switched her name not only because God inspired her to. Belle, that's what everybody called her, wanted to have a powerful name that not just slaves and black people knew.
"I wanted to keep nothing of Egypt on me, and so I went to the Lord and asked him to give me a new name."
Sojourner Truth loved to tell people about Jesus.
"I set up a banner where I go, and then I sing, and folks always come around me, and then I tell them about Jesus."
This was entertainment and a message. In 1850, Sojourner Truth published her memoirs. She always kept God beside her. When she gave the speech, "Ain't I a Woman?" it talked about equality, a work that was executed by black folks in general. That people who are free and unfree work just as hard, whether they were men or women.
Sojourner Truth's first act of becoming an abolitionist was when she went to court. She filed a complaint against the man who sold Peter, her son, out of the state. She did this because she was just that kind of person, and she would leave everything behind just to save someone else. When she left to go to court, she left everything behind, but Sojourner Truth didn't care. She would do anything for her son Peter.
"When I left the house of bondage, I left everything behind."
It took many months, but Peter was returned to his mother. Since the man had broken the law in selling Peter, Peter was now free. Sojourner Truth escaped slavery 1 year earlier than she was supposed to, and this is how.
Wonderful news came in 1817. A new law was passed. All slaves born before July 4th, 1799, had to be freed by July 4th, 1827. This meant that Sojourner Truth and her husband would be set free in 10 years.
Since their children had been born after 1799, they would not be free until the boys were 28 and the girls were 25.
Their owner at the time, John Dumont, even promised them that her family would be free a year earlier.
Do you think this is how Sojourner Truth became free? Well, that's not true.
John Dumont broke his promise. Sojourner Truth ran away with her youngest child, Sophia, a year early anyway. She did this because she thought it was unfair that she worked extra hard in exchange for early freedom. After this, Sojourner Truth knew that it would be harder to trust white folks again.
A little while after these three events, Sojourner Truth joined forces with other abolitionists such as Frederick Douglass and William Lloyd Garrison. In 1844, Sojourner Truth joined a Massachusetts abolitionist organization. The name was the Northampton Association of Education and Industry. She met these wonderful men there and launched her career as an equal rights activist. Together, they became more powerful abolitionists.
That's it for our podcast on Sojourner Truth's early life and how it motivated her to become such a wonderful abolitionist. Bye, and thanks for listening.